us. But you know, I have six kids. My oldest, who's 30, which is really sort of a devastating thing for me that she's 30. I got to say, when my wife turned 40, her mom called her, and her birthday greeting simply was, my wife said, "Hello," and Tutu said, "How could you do this to me?" And hung up. So, anyway, but anyway, my oldest daughter works a lot with, she helps with some administrative aspects of Opus Dei, overseeing some of the young professional and apostles of Opus Dei throughout the country. Timmy, of course, you heard this. He's really on a mission to use animation as a, the movie industry as a way to transform the way society looks at things. If you look at his animation, it really is very good. I've seen it 40 times and I cry each time because it's about reconciliation in marriage. It's an absolutely phenomenal video. And like I say, I'm not a crier, this is one of those things where you look at it and you realize, you know, sort of the power of it. And I really think that's one of those things in marriage counseling they ought to be showing people. Danny is like Timmy, wants to get into the movie industry. My wife and I are engineers, and how the heck we ended up with these creative types, I have no idea. But in any event, I kept saying, why don't you guys get a real job, like, you know, get in science and engineering, but they all got into arts. And Danny also wants to write scripts, but again, it's some of these edifying themes. There's this line from Amadeus, which one of my favorite movies, it's, you know, about 20 years ago, but there's a line where they're debating, you know, the king is debating, the emperor's debating things with, and his court with Amadeus, with Mozart, it's the fight over whether or not the marriage of Figaro can go on. And in the course of this discussion, one of the courtiers says to Mozart, he says, "What's important here in art is that it shows us the eternal, you know, and this whole idea of bringing out the eternal dimension of our life." And I think this is part of what my kids are looking to do. And, you know, thanks be to God. My fourth son is in private equity in Chicago, and also when he isn't trying to get some sleep in between the 80 hours a week that they make him work, he's a man who helps run a lot of young courses for kids to, you know, help instill virtues on the weekends and things like that. There's a similar program here that they have, and I forget the name of it. But
The Grade.
The Grade, yeah, something akin to The Grade. And then my fifth is a nursing student at UPenn, and, you know, sees her role as helping out the poor. Is actually considered a vocation of Mother Teresa's order as part of all that. And so, you know, as I look at this, and my last one is, great, we still don't know. She's in high school, and you know how that is. So, but I do know she is, I felt very good because she's applying for colleges, and her password for all her accounts is, on her applications for the various colleges, is JMJ, help me. And so at that moment, I said, all right, maybe we're going to be okay. Anyway. So, yeah, they're all still practicing the faith, but I keep praying because that's always subject to change. I've had a close friend who recently announced to me that he had left the faith, he and his family. And so this is a lifetime thing. We never quit being parents. And so, you know, as well, you need to do that too. Of course, if I think they weren't practicing their faith, Bill wouldn't have invited me to come here today. So that, but this is very much a nuts and bolts talk. I don't come here with any particular relevant academic training to fatherhood or to psychology or anything like that. I mean, you're going to get a view from the guy in the trenches. And not only from my own experiences, but from seeing those of my friends who are good Catholic men, and I've observed their efforts with their children, and sometimes with varying results. I mean, it's not a guarantee that your kids are going to end up practicing their faith, but you got to give them a fighting chance. Really, it's more like a conversation I wanted to share my thoughts and my experiences to help maybe give you a framework or a different perspective on how you might go about living your faith so you can help get your kids to buy into and remain Catholic enthusiastically. And that's the key thing. Roughly speaking, how many here have 1 to 3 kids? Alrighty. How many have 4 to 5? Oh, okay. How many have 6 to 8? All righty. Prolific. All righty. Good job. All right. Anybody more than 8? All righty. And the age ranges, roughly, I mean, anybody here have no kids under 7 years old? Okay. Oh, that's good, because a lot of what I say, a lot of what I say may not be very applicable. You're going to have to adopt what I tell you. This sort of the recommendations I get to the age ranges and see what you can do in terms of some of the practical applications, practical stuff that I'm going to suggest. Because, there gets to a point where your influence wanes in time, and, it's nice to get them when they're young.